www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active, make friends, and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds, or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no-danger first wager. That's right. When you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No-danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet.
Zaxby's has been perfecting chicken fingers for 30 years. So what now? Now we go to the sea. Introducing the Southern Fried Shrimp Meal. With butterfly shrimp that's perfectly golden fried. A perfect blend of cocktail sauce and Zax sauce that we call Zax Tail Sauce. Plus perfectly seasoned crinkle fries. Perfectly buttery Texas toast. And even a drink with perfectly pebbled ice. Here's to 30 more years of perfect. The new Southern Fried Shrimp Meal at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Marty McNate at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown is turning back prices to give you the best deal in this decade.
Doc gave me orders to turn back time with the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE. We got it for $249 a month, and it gets 42 miles per gallon highway. That's much better than my DeLorean, Randy.
You got that right, Marty McNate. And I hear at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, you got choices.
Take your pick from 2024 Tiguan S front-wheel drive or 2024 Taos SE for $279.28 a month.
Great Scott, McNate. That's Gossett Volkswagen Germantown on Winchester Road. Plus, get 0% for 60 months on Taos.
Your future is whatever you make of it, Randy, so get to Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, 7420 Winchester Road, or shop online at GossettVWG.com.
All 36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents extra mileage. Get a number, RM046526, MSRP 26996, T1, RM10393, MSRP 31363, Taos, RM00174, MSRP 31414, includes all credit and incentives, PF 695, excludes TKLC due to complete details with approved credit dealer stock only, offer expires end of the month.
Sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app online or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the Feinbaum Show at Feinbaum on X. Can I talk you into Ryan Silverfield in Memphis being the representative for the Group of Five in the 12-team playoff? How do we feel about that?
Hey, man, I think it's possible. Listen, I want to say this because I was on this station a couple years ago pretty critical of the decision to keep him. And I think it turned out to be a great decision to stay with him when the easy thing, and quite frankly, I might have pulled the plug. And I think he showed last year what he's capable of, and I was really happy for it. So I think it is possible, yes. I think Memphis is in a good spot.
The only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cause I should have been a clown.
Jeff Calkins Show, it's Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discovered downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what am I listening to?
That is Pouring Water, a Drowning Man from James Carr. Late 60s, one of nine new inductees to the Memphis Music Hall of Fame announced this week.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that in just a moment. Before that, a couple NBA stories to get to. One is Oklahoma City makes a deal, trading Josh Giddey to the Chicago Bulls for Alex Caruso. And Sam Presti's explication of what happened is just great. I don't know if you've read it or heard it.
Yeah, I scanned it. It seems pretty direct and pretty thorough.
It's pretty great. I'm going to read it to the people. When we drafted Josh in 2021, he was an essential aspect of our vision for the next iteration of the Thunder. Since then, our team has evolved rapidly, dynamically, in ways we would never have anticipated. Therefore, as we began our internal discussions this offseason, it was determined that bringing Josh off the bench next season was our best option to maximize his many talents and deploy our team more efficiently over 48 minutes. As we laid out to Josh how he could lean into his strengths and ultimately optimize our current roster and talent, it was hard for him to envision, and conversations turned to him inquiring about potential opportunities elsewhere. Goes on from then. That's what happened. Didn't want to come off the bench. How do you see this trade?
Yeah, I mean, all the things that led to them wanting to bring him off the bench.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago that the general conception of the Thunder was that Josh Giddey was going to be the third star they built around alongside Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren. And the paths crossed. So Jalen Williams became that guy. And when Jalen Williams sort of became that guy, Giddey's sort of skill set, mix of strengths and weaknesses, didn't really fit in the same way. He's not a good shooter.
Right.
And so he needs the ball in his hand a lot. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams are just better. And so, it just wasn't the same fit anymore. And you saw what happened with him in the playoffs in terms of, his role diminishing. So this is a good deal for the Thunder. From the Bulls' standpoint, it really depends on what Josh Giddey is going to become. I mean, he's a younger, bigger player. He's talented. Can they turn him into what people thought he was going to be not that long ago? And so a lot of people are clowning the Bulls right now. But I don't know. It depends on what's going to happen going forward with Josh Giddey. Alex Caruso, I think, has one more year left in his deal. He's a really good player, but he is a middle of your rotation. He's like a great fourth, fifth guy kind of player. And so, like, they're taking a gamble that they can get Josh Giddey back on track. And it's not, I don't know whether that'll work or not, but it's not the worst thing to do for a team in their situation.
No, I think given how stuck they have been in not knowing what they want to do, the argument is you should have gotten more. So whatever. Should they have gotten a draft pick too? Sure. But it feels like they're finally picking a direction. Now they got things to sort out with DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and everything else. Are they building around Kobe White and Josh Giddey now? Like we don't, but I don't actually fault them for this deal at all. What good does an Alex Caruso do them, really, except winning five more games, you know?
You know, they're trying to, like, gamble a little bit on young talent, and it seems like that is the right thing for them to do, to your point. You know, let's try to clear the Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic trio did not work in Chicago. They still have all three of them. It's time for them to try to clear that out and start over with something new. And if that's Josh Giddey and Kobe White and the 12th pick in this draft, that is not exactly the lift of a driving dream starting point, but it's something, you know?
Right. In terms of Oklahoma City, I do think it makes them at least immediately – I mean, I saw someone analogizing them to the Celtics a little bit with Lou Dort and Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Cason Wallace and you know, and then now you add Alex Caruso to the mix. They got a lot of guys who can guard.
It's very similar. They're a little bit smaller, generally, not at every position, but generally that makes them a little bit smaller than I think Dort is very strong, but length-wise, I think Dort, Jalen Williams is sort of your combo forwards, is a little bit smaller than Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. But it's a similar construction if you put those four sort of perimeter players together. And with the big guy at the back end, in Chet Holmgren versus Kristaps Porzingis, and it's a very similar construction where you're sort of a five-out team, but you have a true big at the middle of it. Everybody's a good defender. Everybody can shoot. Like, it is a very similar construction, yeah.
I don't know how it impacts what they're going to do with their lottery pick. You know, who knows what'll even be there. I mean, they just don't really need another wing now, you know, like, and that seems to be what'll... And, of course, they may or may not need a, you know, they need bolstering.
Well, they also still have tons of cap space and tons of draft picks. And so, you know, it feels like I was listening to the most nerdy of all podcast situations. I was listening to the Dunked On mock offseason podcast this morning. And they had Paul George going to OKC.
Oh, my God.
To me, I don't think that's what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to try to do that. Maybe I'm wrong, but... it doesn't seem that way to me. And so they may just like let that cap space be there to be able to pay all these guys as they start to come up rather than adding huge long-term salary on top of it.
All right, let's see. Grizzlies perspective. There was I don't know where the rumor started. It was more about the another perk up of the let's go get the Houston pick. And this was because Ime Udoka loves Marcus Smart, so could he be?
Yeah, I think somebody from the Athletic wrote this. So this does come from somewhere.
So what do you make of that?
Ime Udoka did coach Marcus Smart. You didn't really finish the rumor for people to know, but it's about the Grizzlies using Marcus Smart to trade up from 9-3 with Houston, presumably to get Donovan Clingan. So. Ime Udoka, the head coach of Houston, did coach Marcus Smart in Boston. Like, that's a real thing. Houston has sent signals, seemingly, that they're interested in adding more veterans to the team. Those two things check out. You would have to, I haven't looked into the details of that, where Houston is relative to the cap, but I think they're close enough. I think you're going to take back commensurate salary if you send out someone like Marcus Smart. And so, like, you know, you're taking back, who knows, Jock Landale, Jay Shante. You're probably taking back just into the bench kind of guys who add salary. So to me, it like is jumping up from 9-3 worth losing Marcus Smart? I don't know. To me, there's not a crystal clear answer to that. You'd have to give some truth serum to the Grizzlies about how they feel about the Marcus Smart situation and how they feel about it going into next season. I don't think I have an absolute feel for what the truth of that is.
Right. That's an interesting point. You'd have to know, A, how do they feel about Donovan Klingon? That's presumably who they'd be to get. But the part that I hadn't really contemplated was, how do they feel and how does Marcus Smart feel about Marcus Smart? That's the most interesting part of it, really.
I mean, the Marcus Smart thing is sort of compelling right now because, like, he gets traded to Memphis and the whole season falls apart and then he looks up and the Celtics win the title after he had been in the playoffs with them for, like, 8-9 straight years or whatever. It's kind of an odd spot. And so how do both sides feel about the concept of Marcus Smart in Memphis a year later? I think it could go either way. I think the fundamentals of why they brought him here are still pretty much in place. So they might still feel great about it, but I don't know that.
By the way, we never quite finished off, and I don't need to finish off every name on your list of bigs, but we were going down. You did a piece a week ago on possible bigs the Grizzlies might be interested in, and we had worked our way down through the top eight. There's just a few other names on it that I wanted to ask you about because you hear them every once in a while. One is Clint Capela, who you had at 10.
Yeah, I think if you could just, like, plop Clint Capela onto the Grizzlies roster, the Grizzlies, you know, I suspect might be interested in that. The problem is he's got a salary for next year of 20-something million. And so, you know, to match salary on that, A, you move Marcus Smart. I don't think they'd do that to get Clint Capela. You know, do you pair Luke Kennard with maybe a contract you're not as keen on, like John Conchar or Zaire Williams? I think if you've decided you don't want Kennard back for that money and you can't reach another deal with him, that's the scenario where I could see the Grizzlies willing to do that. But at that standpoint, what's Atlanta getting out of it other than, like, you're exchanging one contract for some other contract? Are they going to want, like, a first-round pick with that? I don't know if you're willing to do that. So it's kind of hard to see the deal.
And then another draftee who we have not talked about extensively on this show, you might have on the podcast with Drew, is Khalil Ware, who's another big. He's not the bulky center, but he's sort of you can imagine the Grizzlies trading down and picking him, right?
Yeah, he's the guy who looks like he's, like, you know, the 90th percentile version of Derek Lively. It's that kind of thing. He's not quite, I don't think he's quite as quick and athletic as Derek Lively, the Dallas rookie center from this season. But he is somewhat similar in that he's a long guy who can finish lobs and contest shots at the rim. And he also maybe can shoot a little bit. He shot like 40-something percent from three in college last year, but that's one college season taking like 1.5 a game. So it's not much of a sample. But he's someone who seems like he might be decent at a variety of things instead of great at one thing. It's sort of how much you believe in it. And there have been questions about him in terms of, you know, coachability and effort and that kind of stuff. So you'd have to investigate that. But from a fit standpoint, from a skill set fit standpoint, I could see the Grizzlies have an interest in him. Sure.
Okay. Two other non-Grizzly related topics. One is you had a piece in today's Daily Memphian about the film Bike Riders. Before that, what did you think of Donald Sutherland, who died? What did you think of Donald Sutherland as an actor? Did you have any favorite Donald Sutherland films?
Yeah, Don't Look Now comes to mind. That's a movie he made, him and Julie Christie. It's sort of a gothic horror kind of film set in Vienna. Notably has one of the most famous sex scenes in movie history, for good reason. Obviously, he was the original Hawkeye in MASH, Robert Altman's MASH. Those are the first two things that come to mind. That and his one gonzo scene in Oliver Stone's JFK, where he, like, sits Kevin Costner down at a park bench and, like, explains the entire global conspiracy or whatever to him.
Right.
That was pretty good stuff. Donald Sutherland showcase I really, really dislike is this movie Alex in Wonderland, which is, like, a super pretentious early 70s movie by Paul Mazursky that is sort of disappeared at this point. But, man, I really dislike that. But Sutherland was a really interesting actor, sure.
The New York Times obit mentions the successes and also the notable flops. Like, he was in some truly awful, I don't have, that might have been one of them, but there's some truly awful swings he had. But I honestly think, I would say MASH, Ordinary People, Eye of the Needle. He was in Animal House. He was the pot-smoking professor in Animal. Like, he actually, fairly... fairly significant figure died yesterday. All right, the new film.
He and Elliot Gould are sort of the co-stars in MASH, and I associate them both with that sort of, you know, weed-drenched, like, 70s counterculture cinema kind of situation.
Right. Bike Riders. Tell me about Bike Riders and the Memphis connection to Bike Riders.
Yeah, this is something I did sort of off the cuff. I just, there was a little Memphis connection there I thought people might be interested in, I wanted to note. So Bike Riders is a new movie by this director, Jeff Nichols, this is his sixth film. He did Mud several years ago with Matthew McConaughey and some other stuff. He's a pretty notable filmmaker. And Bike Riders is a sort of an adaptation of this sort of photojournalism book from the late 60s about a Chicago motorcycle club, motorcycle gang. But the real origin of Jeff Nichols, the director, wanting to adapt this book, the connection between the two is Ben Nichols, Jeff Nichols' older brother, who is the lead singer of the Memphis band Lucero. And so Ben Nichols is a big fan of the Bike Riders book and has written multiple songs about it, including a song called Bike Riders that was on a Lucero album in 2005. And Jeff Nichols, sort of his interest in the project came from Ben, from literally coming and hanging out in Memphis at Ben's apartment and seeing the book. And the song, the Lucero song Bike Riders, I believe, is going to play over the closing credits of the movie.
Huh. And it opens in Memphis today or yesterday or something. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, you did mention, and we began with a song from a new inductee to the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. You had a piece about that earlier this week as well. Is there a headliner to this this class? You obviously do vote. You vote, right?
I think different people will be a headliner for different other. It sort of depends on your point of view, right? Sort of a choose your own adventure who you think the headliner
is. Who would you have lobbied? Who you vote in this? Who do you think would you have?
I publicly campaigned for James Carr before I was a member of the nominating committee.
Okay.
So I've been pushing James Carr for several years now, and he finally got in. I was not alone in pushing for him. There were a couple other people too. So James Carr to me is he's the most significant Memphis soul singer who did not record for either Sax or High. Everyone knows what Sax is, I think. High Records is the other Memphis soul label, the Al Green label. Those two labels really dominated the Memphis soul scene, but there was stuff happening beyond those two. And James Carr, who recorded for a smaller label called Gold Wax, I think is considered rightly the most significant Memphis soul singer outside of the Sax and High spheres. His career was a little more short-lived, partly because of the label issues and partly because he had, I think, some mental health issues and then later on some physical health issues. And so he's considered sort of this great lost figure in Southern soul music. Pete Karolnik has written a lot about him that sort of helped shore up his reputation. But he recorded the original version of The Dark End of the Street, which I think is a candidate for the greatest soul song ever, certainly one of the most covered. But I thought his induction was overdue.
And then who are Rhodes, Chalmers, and Rhodes?
So that's an interesting story. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit more between now and the ceremony. But so if you listen to Al Green records, like listen to Let's Stay Together, you listen close, you hear like the backup vocals are very prominent. There's a lot of give and take and a lot of that. A lot of backup vocal sweetening. Al Green's voice is not the only voice you hear. The other voices you hear are a vocal trio called Rhodes, Chalmers, Rhodes, who are all white, by the way. And this is a classic Memphis story. You know, people talk about this in terms of stacks, in terms of, you know, you got these, you know, former country musicians playing with these blues musicians and playing together and sort of this cultural interaction. High Records was a little bit less of that. But Rhodes, Chalmers, Rhodes was like this white vocal trio who were singing backup on all these soul songs from High. And that is who Rhodes, Chalmers, Rhodes is. I believe all three are still alive. Huh. The two Rhodes are sisters. And one of the sisters for a while was married to the man who's Chalmers. I don't think they're all in Memphis. In fact, I know they're not all in Memphis, but I think they're all still alive. Huh. They all recorded their own stuff in various configurations. There's at least one trio album. There are solo albums. There's like the sisters did stuff together. None of their own recordings like did much commercially. So they are mostly known for their vocal backup work on some of the soul music in the Memphis in the 70s.
And let me ask you about one more. Is it Jazz Fa or Jazzy Fa? Who's that?
I think it's Jazzy Fa. So Jazzy Faw is a second-generation Memphis musical figure. He is the son of James Alexander, who is the bassist for the Barkays. And he is a hip-hop producer. So he grew up in Memphis and got his start in Memphis, but has mostly been based out of Atlanta. But he's a hip-hop producer who's produced, you know, records for various hip-hop artists, Ludacris and T.I., and he's a more of a modern figure.
I see. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You can read the full account of the full list over at the Daily Memphian, as well as his... I have to say, like, this Bike Riders movie, a movie that's based on a photo album, it sounds wonderfully artistic. Who goes to see... Like, who goes to see them? How does that, like, hey, Jeff Nichols is a prominent filmmaker, so, and I've actually read reviews of popping up everywhere about it.
By the way, is Jeff Rachel's husband?
I don't know. Is he? No.
Is he Mike Nichols' son?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think, I think it's different. I think that's it. I think that's different. Now we've walked, we've wandered in. We've wandered off.
No relation.
I don't think so.
No
relation.
I don't
think any relation. She did. Rachel Nichols is Mike Nichols' son. Mike Nichols,
right.
Another former movie, whatever, who was, whatever, did The Graduate and other films. That is true. She used to be, back when I worked alongside her at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, she was Rachel Alexander.
Yeah.
And she became Rachel Nichols somewhere along the way. All right, we have a lot more to talk about, including, Jeffrey, I don't know if you saw this, but over at The Athletic today, there is Bruce Feldman has projected the 12 teams in the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah.
The breakdown, we got the bracket, and I will tell you, there is local interest in this particular bracket. So among the things we will discuss when we return, it's who does Bruce Feldman think is going to be in the college football playoff this year? Who will they be playing? And how does that pertain to any fan bases locally that may have interest in this question? We'll talk about that when we return. Before then, I will tell you, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best place to buy an engagement ring all the time, but particularly now, because it is the summer of 1,000 engagements. When that moment comes, when we're all buying our first wedding engagement ring, we got no idea what we're doing. So you just take yourself to Robert Irwin Jewelers, tell them I sent you, and they'll walk you through it. They're not hard sell, beautiful rings, absolutely a spectacular experience. And right now, during the summer of 1,000 engagements, 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. Free vacation with purchases of $24.94, $5 or more. That's right. So you go on in there, you get your beautiful, stunning ring for 40% off, and as long as you spend $24.95, you will get your choice of a variety of vacations, including a four-night cruise, including three nights in the Bahamas, including a stay in Las Vegas. You get to pick. You can get all the details if you pop on over to rijewelers.com or just go on in any of their convenient locations. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we've got an hour to clean both cars. Grab the buckets.
Cool.
I picked up some 303. Their aerospace protectant is awesome, so we're going to try some of their other stuff. Grab me that bottle of wash.
Whoa, that smells amazing.
Yeah, that citrus is nice. Okay, now hand me the hose.
Hey!
I don't see a bucket yet.
303 Car Care, driven by quality. Available at most auto retailers and Amazon.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Howie, what's going on this summer with Robert Irwin Jewelers?
It's easier than ever to get engaged this year with Robert Irwin Jewelers. During our Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, you get the 365 meant-to-be guarantee on your custom-made engagement ring. And guess what, Danny?
What?
With any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a sunny summer getaway for two.
That'd be a great place to pop the question.
You'll get a yes.
Yes, you will.
See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, or online at rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Win your share of $700,000 in cash and free play this June and July at Southland Casino Hotel. Play the Summer Fun Game Mondays through Thursdays to win instant prizes like free play, Friday drawing entries, or a chance at $500,000 cash. Plus, collect game pieces to unlock more prizes. Then come back for Friday Fun Drawings to win your share of $25,000 cash each Friday at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 1-800-522-4700.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app online or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
I've got him on the line, rocking Ronnie Smith. And Ronnie, I hear it's the Make This the Summer event going on now at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat.
That's right, Randy. I've got 2024 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4-Wheel Drive, $649 a month.
Man, that is awesome. What else you got, Ronnie?
2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport, 4-Wheel Drive, $659 a month.
That's a hot deal on Gladiator Sport. What else you got?
Get super power in a 2023 Charger RT Scat Pack, $698 a month. That's $8,600 off MSRP.
So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat along the pike. Or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months, 5,000 down. Ram, RN 19-4282, MSRP 48,595. Jeep, RL 11-6172, MSRP 51,690. Charger, PH 612-877, MSRP 55,110. Price includes all rebates and incentives and excludes PF 695. Payments include PF 695. All exclude tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Give your car an ego boost at Take 5 Car Wash, the wash where cars go to get squeaky clean and drivers go to one-up their neighbors. Their tulips look great, but your ride will look even better. Drop by at Take 5 Car Wash today and get a wash that'll turn heads. You deserve it. Your ride deserves it.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up. A clean fuel system can increase performance and fuel economy. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9 and get two times O rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Well, it's been busy today, and I said earlier that we would. Someone sent me after we had Parthon. Someone sent me an interview that Penny did on something called Tailor Made Sports, which is a YouTube podcast telecast. Is that right, Jeffrey? That's what you're understanding.
Correct. It appears. I think it's also the MSCS. I think it's 89.9. It appears to be like a simulcast. Okay.
So anyway. And I thought he had addressed the Joe Cooper stuff, or whatever. There, I thought we were getting a clip about that. It's an hour long interview, and so I can't listen to it and parse it while we're literally on the air to play you clips. Although otherwise I would, and maybe later on in the day on this station, maybe people will play clips. I don't know, but I wish I could. But it's an hour long interview. I just hit play and get a piece of it. So it'll be interesting to see if Penny has what he has to say. He is always terrific to listen to, and he is unvarnished in his feelings typically, and so it will be interesting. What I lament about, honestly, just sort of what is the whole thing here, and it's one reason why I just pray that this is a great year. Pray that nothing comes of the NCAA stuff and they have a great year. Because no one likes bitterness, acrimony, you know, particularly surrounding a guy who is an icon for good reasons in this city. And so, and particularly any of us who went through it or saw it or witnessed it around the Larry Finch situation, it feels like you're getting, oh my God, I hope we're not headed there again. I just hope we're not headed there again. People picking sides and whatever else, particularly given that everyone in the city wants Penny to succeed and flourish. Those of us who campaigned for him to be hired. But honestly, everybody, I think, would love it. You know, second weekend, do that. You know, that was the hope. It's why there was this, why I lobbied for him to get hired, why Gary lobbied for him to get hired, why there was a celebration when he was hired. And so you just hope that this year is the year, because we don't need that. We just don't need that. So there you go. What we need is good news. Good news will further good stories and a good feeling all around. So that is my fervent hope. Separately, on the Grizzlies front, there's a report that the Grizzlies have gotten interest in Luke Kennard ahead of the decision that they have to make about Luke Kennard and his
team option.
And his team option. I'm just reading. This is from Jake Fisher over at Yahoo. And this is about the draft. San Antonio's also made the number 8 pick available. Sources said, while Memphis holding number 9 remains a team to watch for a potential trade-up, as the Grizzlies are known to be searching for front court improvements and have an eye for Klingon, sources said. Portland is also said to be high on Klingon. The Grizzlies have a recurring recent history of moving up in drafts. Memphis, however, is also believed to be open to moving back, depending on how the board ultimately unfolds on draft night, according to league sources. The Grizzlies, Marcus, sources said, have no interest in parting with Marcus Smart. Memphis has received strong interest from rival teams about Luke Kennard, sources said, in advance of the Grizzlies' decision on his $14.7 million team option for 2024-2025. That fits a little bit what you were saying, guessing yesterday.
Yeah.
The story of the Marcus Smart thing feels more like it's coming out of Houston than it's coming out of Memphis.
Yeah.
According to this report, no interest in moving Marcus Smart, have received a lot of interest from teams about Luke Kennard, and how about this for clarifying? They could either move up or move back.
Okay.
Right. They could either move up or move back. All right. I promised you that I would address the story in The Athletic. Bruce Feldman has taken upon himself here in June to go ahead and project who will be in the playoff. Who will be in the playoff? And I have the bracket in front of me. Jeffrey, have you looked at it?
I saw it yesterday, yes.
Okay. So the number one seed, Ohio State.
Yeah, I think, I've got no problem with that.
The number two seed, and obviously your SEC champion, and the four seeds will all get byes. Number two seed and SEC champion, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're...
Do you feel pretty clear that it's going to be Ohio State, Georgia, Georgia, Ohio State, one or two? Your level of confidence that those are going to be the top two seeds in the college football playoff?
Like 51%?
Yeah, you had to be that they will be or they won't be, and I'll give you $100 if you're right. You would say they will be. I don't have the order. I just the top two seeds.
Right, I think I would go with that. I mean, I think the Big Ten and the SEC, whoever their champions are, they're going to be 1 and 2.
And these are clearly, and don't you feel better about Ohio State being the champion than you do Georgia just because?
Schedule,
just 100%. Because who is the second best team in the Big Ten, whereas, so, okay. So, number three, hey, look, they made the playoff. Florida State Seminoles.
Look, they got in.
Mike Norvell, they got in. How do you feel about, and then four, again, these are the four teams with byes, Utah.
So, I think I would go with that. To me, I feel probably best about the Big 12 with Utah, but that league's just going to be wide open because I don't think there's like a clear-cut best team. And I do think Florida State has kind of separated themselves because I still don't really believe in Miami. More on them in a minute. And I just think Clemson still has issues.
So what's interesting here, again, a reminder, these are not going to be the four highest rated teams.
Ohio conference champions.
They have to be conference champions. And so they could well be, they could be ranked. Utah could be 12th in the country at this point, right? But would still get a bye. So it's Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, Florida State 3, Utah 4. Moving right along, all of these teams have to play first round games. Texas 5, Oregon 6, Ole Miss 7, Notre Dame 8. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think Texas is probably going to be the highest ranked SEC team that's not the champion. If we are saying Georgia is going to win the league, I think Texas would be the highest ranked one because of schedule. I think I might flip Bama and Ole Miss simply because Bama's schedule is going to be tougher, and I think they're probably going to get rewarded for that. But overall, I think the big question for me is, does the SEC get four teams? Does the SEC get five teams?
So here they have four. Is that
correct?
Right? Yep. Here they have four. We have
Georgia, Texas,
Georgia,
Ole Miss,
Texas,
Bama.
Ole Miss and Bama.
Correct.
So there you go. And then carrying right along, let's see, we were up to 8. So Bama was 9. 10 is Penn State. Is that right? 10 is Penn State. 11 is the U, Miami. And 12, your Memphis Tigers at 12. How do you feel about this, Jeffrey?
Overall, I think it's probably right. I mean, to me, it seems like coming into the season, the question is going to be, do you like Memphis better or do you like Boise State better? And I would prefer to have Memphis's schedule than to have Boise State's schedule.
Here is what Bruce Feldman says. Memphis, loads of talented returners. An excellent subplot this fall will be keeping an eye on the Group of Five spot. My pick is the Tigers, who beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl en route to a 10-win season. The Tigers have been able to keep their big stars, which is really hard to do these days, especially if you aren't a Power Four program. Seth, quarterback, let's stop and applaud that again. It is amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
It is amazing. Quarterback Seth Hennigan has thrown 79 touchdowns the past 3 years, and he's a decent runner. His go-to guy, Rock Taylor, 6'3", 225-pound freak, is at his best in big games. He had 8 catches for 102 yards in the bowl win and 7 catches for 143 yards in a close loss against last season's breakout Missouri team. Mario Anderson, South Carolina's leading rusher last year, will boost a talented backfield where speedy Sutton Smith looks like one of those old game-breaking Tiger RBs from the Mike Norvell days. The Tigers visit Florida State in September, but after that, they should be more talented than everyone else they face, although games at USF and Tulane could be good challenges.
I would also include UTSA.
And yeah, there's another one. So the way that it would work is your Memphis Tigers, as the 12 seed, would play, four teams get the bye,
right,
and they get the next highest rated team, which would be the Texas Longhorns at Texas, and we've talked about this possible scenario before, who at this point could easily be ranked the number three team in the country, and that's your reward.
Absolutely. I mean, it's conceivable they could be the number two team and be ranked fifth.
Yeah, it's true. It's conceivable they could be the number two team and ranked fifth. It's conceivable Georgia could, like, crush everybody, then lose the SEC championship game,
yep,
be ranked number two, and you could be going to Georgia.
Correct. Because I believe Georgia and Texas do play each other.
Here's the good news.
Before the SEC championship.
Once you beat Texas, Jeffrey,
mm-hmm,
you get the easiest of the teams with the byes. You get Utah. You're
playing the four seed.
You're playing the four seed. So you get to beat you beat Texas. All you got to do is get past Texas, whoever it'll be, and then you got Utah as the four seed. And then after that, let's Kings get a little tricky because then you're going to have to play Ohio State,
correct,
as the one seed.
Yep.
But I see a promising. It is fun to read this. Like, it also, by the way, underlines the expectations for this team. Everyone feels great about this season, as well they should. New stadium, keeping your stars.
Haven't played the games yet.
Haven't played the games yet.
Oh, yeah.
And it does help when you got this experience, the quarterback, though. That's terrific. Okay. Other things that we have not talked about that I want to get to before we have to say goodbye. Jeffrey, I know you're a big Raising Cane's fan. You're not, actually. You like all chicken.
Yes.
That's your position.
And they have their mascots I lap, so.
But once we ranked the chicken fingers, and it was not your top-ranked chicken finger. Chicken strip.
Mm-hmm.
That was who?
Abner's, I believe.
Abner's. So, but we had earlier learned that Raising Cane's is coming to South Haven.
Yes.
Right? Wasn't it South Haven? It
was, I believe that's correct.
I think it was South Haven. Now we have learned it's also coming to Germantown Parkway, where all fast food restaurants come and to flourish. It's going to be in the old Bed Bath & Beyond near Wolf Chase. Can you picture that?
Yes. So that is, if you're going down Germantown Parkway.
You're heading north on Germantown Parkway. It's on your.
Correct. It's right. It's on your right. Before
oh,
you get to.
It's across from Wolf Chase. It's on the other side of Wolf Chase. If you're going north on.
So I'm saying you exit off 40, so I guess is that headed south?
Towards Costco? Costco's south. Wolf Chase is
north. So if you're driving towards Stage Road from Germantown Parkway.
Okay, well, yeah.
Whatever. It's on the right. It's next to the. It's, rest in peace, the Barnes & Noble.
It's right. Oh, is it?
You know what I mean? Like, it's on that side.
Yeah, it's on that side. Okay. The Barnes & Noble's no longer there.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, Raising Cane will be coming to Germantown Parkway. So there's that bit of news. Second bit of news. I want to ask you this. Lily King. Are you familiar with Lily King? She's a swimmer. She qualified in the breaststroke in two events, two different, the 100 and 200, I think, right? And this is like her third Olympics. Well, she'll do all three events. She's won gold medals before. So she stormed back to finish second and qualify again in the breaststroke in the 200-meter breaststroke, okay? And then afterwards, do you know what happened?
She was proposed to.
Exactly. How do you feel about that? Is that a moment, if you're a dude, when you're supposed... Like, she looked happy. She didn't seem like she had any complaints. But I can imagine...
I mean, to me, this is one
of
those...
I'm not looking my best. I just swam. I just... Now you're taking my shine away. Like, oh, I think this is one where you have to know your partner.
That to me, this is a 100%. Like, we need to know. Like, if you're the guy and you're going to do this,
you got to know she's going to like it.
Correct, and that would be what she would in the end want.
And I think probably yes, you have a good feeling for that.
Hopefully,
in the abstract, it seems risky to me.
I totally agree. But I don't think you pull this move unless you're feeling that it's, unless you're confident that it was the right decision.
Like
it.
She looked very happy. She looked very happy. Someone said that another swimmer told her to put her hair down before she got out of the pool and walked on the pool deck or whatever.
Because
the other people knew that it was happening. And so there you go. She's happily engaged. Harrison Williams, a proud MUS Owl, is going to be trying to qualify for the Olympics in the decathlon this weekend. So we wish Harrison Williams the best on that front. And then did you hear this thing about... So Taylor Swift, she's on tour again.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to see her?
Travis.
Lexi. Lexi Johnston, the official... Taylor Swift correspondent.
Is she going to the Australia one?
She already went to the Australia
all right.
one.
So we've already done that.
Now she's going to the Amsterdam one.
Mm.
Like,
rest in peace, my favorite international flight. Memphis to Amsterdam.
You did that?
Flight.
You took that flight?
God, that was fantastic.
Anyway.
You get anywhere from Amsterdam.
Here's the thing, though. It is kind of, the Taylor Swift thing is kind of extraordinary. Because
the phenomenon?
Well, here's the... In Europe,
mm-hmm.
just like in the United States, people would like it if interest rates would come down. Okay?
Sure.
And one of the things, before interest rates have to come down, inflation has to come down. That's mm-hmm. how they do it. They want signs that inflation is coming down, and then they will say, okay, now we can lower interest rates. Because what happens is when you lower interest rates, that gases up the economy, and so then inflation will could drive inflation back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want evidence that inflation is coming down. So here, this whole economy is sitting there dependent. In Europe, they want interest rates, just like here, we'd love it if interest rates would start to come down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems that they're dealing with is
Taylor Swift
is causing inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, or as you're getting the inflation numbers that are coming in, for example, one of the things they monitor is price of hotel rooms, right? Rental cars, like all kinds of expenditures.
Right.
And if everyone is spending not just regular, but they're spending more money because it's gassed up Taylor Swift
right.
prices, you're going to get this reading that inflation's ticking up here in England.
So do we have to take her off
reason.
Tour?
So I don't know. I do think she might be better off if she were just in the box in Kansas City, as much as that seemed to irritate people. She's causing havoc, worldwide havoc. Now, you can argue she's bringing prosperity to those places, but she is, and expenditures to those places.
It's tough for me
She is causing inflation.
Yeah, but it's tough for me to blame her. I blame the evil price gouging, everyone that's trying to just jack up the prices. You don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to do that. You do not have to.
And while her ticket prices are on the steeper end, they're not.
Is that true? I don't. No one gets to buy them. Don't everyone buy them from secondary markets anyway?
I mean, I guess, but at a certain point, you know, they look like stadium ticket prices to me.
So
I'm not blaming her.
All right. What are you watching this weekend?
That's a great question. Let's see.
I mean, we don't even have the U.S. Open this weekend.
What am I watching? Okay. I mean, I'm watching hockey tonight.
We are watching hockey tonight. Hopefully, we'll
I guess I'm going to end up watching the Olympic trials. I've kind of casually watched it.
I haven't been watching the Olympic trials. I watch Gabrielle Rose's highlights.
I've watched a little of the pool stuff, but.
Well, next week we got the draft.
Yes.
Next week it is draft week, and that is a good thing. What is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane will join the guys today. Blake Topmeyer and Dustin Starr are going to join us today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It is Friday, so that means Cobb will join Gabe.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back Monday. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Learned the news that Bill Walton had died. And what Harold Bird said was, listen, in that iconic photograph at the end of the game, Bill Walton has scored his 44 points. The game is essentially done. There's less than 3 minutes remaining in the game. Walton sprains his ankle. And in an iconic photo, you've seen it, it's Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. Bill Walton literally is towering over Larry Finch, has his hand on Larry's shoulder, and Larry is boosting him along and carrying him to the bench, helping him get to the bench. When Harold said about it was the majesty of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. If Larry could show that kind of class in the wake of what had to be crushing disappointment, then we could do it too.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings, the Jeff Calkins Show, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, the Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
Tuning into this station was the first best thing you have done today. This is Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm with you, Mallory, and we are both with Mark Spencer of Realtors. You, what's the next thing we can advise people to do if they are selling their home?
The next best thing? Remember, Sheldon, the real estate market is changing, and you need honest, forthright help navigating the new environment. Doing it on your own is like driving a car in a blinding snowstorm.
Correct, you. The upcoming changes will mean a lot for both buyers and sellers, and that's why we always advise people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that we are one of them.
Sheldon, 2 to 3 real estate brokers? Really? Like 2 to 3 tee shots you always take?
Yes, you. It's important to have a choice, whether in real estate or in golf. Now, back into the fairway, and to find out how you will move you, call him at 497-9756, or find out why they often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's 3 checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. 1, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. 2, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And 3, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to smilecentermemphis.com.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But as the playoffs wind down before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sports court.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Hi, folks. The Chevy Sheriff in Collierville with good news for car and truck buyers. Sunrise Chevy has over 500 Chevys available with 9 models that get 30 miles per gallon. GM rebates up to $5,000 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Bad credit.